Again, just, at least in this point, we're just clarifying that it's really not, it's not as much a software thing as a number of, you know, number of people being involved in it. You know, it's more, you know, you need more power and the newer and the upgraded software to sort of have more people and stuff involved. But if you're working, if you are, you know, working with planning and you're, you know, there's just a couple people, not that too many layers, you can work it all in GIS. Yes.
Can I ask, or have you asked, how many people are creating assessor maps from the base GIS, or is it a additional requirement? You're building maps in a different system, assessor map pages, and still maintain the GIS.
Okay.
So, how many people are actually building assessor map pages with their GIS data, or is it an additional capability that you're building your map pages on a different system and then maintaining the GIS as well? So I know you're building them from your GIS.
Yeah, we don't have one system.
But I don't think anybody else is. I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Oh, here we are.
We're building index maps, mobile home maps, mineral parts of maps.
And that's
how good maps that you don't have a lot of dimensions on them right now.
Yeah.
Can be easily driven from the data.
And we'll go in, and Greg will go into that, but I think the answer is that a lot of them, at least five or six of them, are doing it that way. I think it's like we were saying, the confusion sometimes is, of course, they all have raster assessor's maps as well, sort of against the new maps that are coming out that are changing and being done that way. I don't think anybody's replaced their whole assessor's map system so that every one of them has been created by data-driven stuff yet. Anyway, have some comments, questions? I think we'll... I had one other comment. I can't think of what it was, so I'm hemming and hawing. But we'll have to drop it. It brings us now into our next presentation, where we were talking about really the where we were and where we're headed. And one of them we said is that, gee, we want to start and moving towards doing some other kinds of stuff. And so we said, okay, is there some apps we can do? Is there something we can do in ArcGIS that transitions sort of headed in that kind of process, you know, with the idea that I talked about yesterday, is going, I think that in the future, again, I think that people will not be using a lot of paper maps and looking at the world through a big map viewpoint. We see it with younger high school, college age people that haven't even looked at it. Don't even know what a Brad McNally paper map is. They said, "Oh, gee, we were going to go to this is a city. Did you get us a map? What do you mean a map? I think we're headed there. In the spirit of a transition, I'd like to turn over to Grace Snelling, who is one of our mapping analysts, mapping GIS analyst at Santa Barbara, and he has some things to